Area farmers and agricultural industry members gather this weekend for the annual Ag Expo in West Monroe. And joining me by phone to discuss the outlook for local growers this year is LSU Ag Center Ouachita Parish agent Richard Letlow. Richard, a busy week, I'm sure. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Oh, I'm glad to do it, Bob. Glad to do it.
Well, a brief recap of 2013, a banner year for cotton growers, but drought hitting several northeast Louisiana parishes affecting crops. Your thoughts on what we saw this past year?
Well, this year was actually a real good growing season. The corn, if you remember back, we had some good mild conditions at the first of summer, and it did get hot and dry towards the end of the summer, and late soybeans were affected by a drought. But all in all, it's some of the best yields, along with some good prices on corn, cotton, and also rice and soybeans. It was a good year for the producer.
In light of a robust yield when we're talking about cotton, what are growers' concerns in changing some acreage to cotton?
Well, one of the things you always have to be concerned with cotton is it does have more insects that can feed on it, and it's more of a longer season crop than your corn. Especially the later you get in a growing season, the more you have trouble with insects because they can build up generations. The corn crop, you can plant it in March and be through with it basically at the end of July, and you miss a lot of those generations of insects. But cotton's price is not quite as good as compared to what corn has been in the past. Although corn prices are lower this coming year, you might not see as much corn this year.
I was about to ask if we would see corn not only as a crop of choice, but as the cash crop this season. So you're expecting those prices probably to drop a little bit?
Well, right now the prices of corn have gone back down. And, of course, we plant in March and April around here, so some decisions have to be made. Forecast to show it is going back up, but you have to look at what you got now. And a lot of the farmers I'm talking to, if not going back into cotton, maybe a little bit more into soybean. Soybean prices are pretty stable, and that's the prices they are now. But corn, the prices are down right now. That's kind of the way farming is. You have to look and plan, ahead of time in order to, to see which ones. And you're making a calculated study or guess of which one the price may be.
You mentioned soybean. I was wondering what you anticipate with other familiar crops to the area, not only soybean, perhaps sorghum as well?
Sorghum is one of those crops that it's real, it can go up when there's a lot more demand for it. It's kind of a contract crop. The people who are wanting sorghum will contract with a lot of farmers, but if it's a year where they've got plenty of supply in the Midwest, they usually don't. And actually, it's a good crop for growing around here. It's a little bit more drought tolerant, but it's one of those crops that's it's more of a demand crop that when somebody wants it, people will grow it. It's not usually it's soybeans, corn, or cotton are the ones of choice around here.
Is there a crop out there that you're kind of surprised to hear that some growers are thinking about going after this year?
Well, cotton is one of them because it's amazing you would say that because, 10 years ago, we were just about all cotton up here in northeast Louisiana. But as things change in prices and as quick as farmers can turn over, one of the things about cotton, you have to have the infrastructure, too, which is the gins and, place to take it. Well, with acreage now, we've lost a lot of the gins. In fact, in Morehouse Parish, where I was a county agent for years, at one time they had 8 or 9 gins. And now there is not a gin in Morehouse Parish. They have to take it. We've lost a lot of that. And gins can be rebuilt and put in, but it's just going to take a little bit of time. So it will be hard to have a lot of acreage of cotton simply because at the end of the year, you may not have a place to take it.
Right. Well, we mentioned drought issues earlier, Richard, as we've seen this cycle in recent years. How better prepared are area farmers to weather those dry periods heading into the season?
Well, Bob, one of the things that's good about the prices that they're getting now and making a little bit of money, they're reinvesting it back into their infrastructure on their farm. A lot of them are leveling the land and increasing the amount of irrigation they can do. And, of course, when you can irrigate, that'll get you through those drought periods. And with the prices they've had lately and the amount of money they can make, they're reinvesting it back into their operations. And that's one of the real good things about the higher prices is helping farmers get better prepared for a drought, I guess is the best way to say it.
LSU Ag Center, Ouachita Parish agent Richard Letlow. Richard, as always, thanks for your insight, and here's to a great weekend coming up.
All right. Well, if you can come out to the Ag Expo, y'all come ahead.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's